Hello, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Brian Greenwald, your host of In a Cafe. Today we are in a cafe drinking an iced cold latte with a little bit of honey in it. And today we're going to be talking about gay anti-suburbians. So, question. Why does every gay person crave the city life when they come from growing up in suburbia? I grew up in the suburbs of New Jersey, and growing up I always felt out of place a little bit. Moving into the city was a choice I made right out of high school, and I honestly did not look back. Since then, I found myself thriving in cities. For a queer person, it's really difficult to sit in a bar full of people who could possibly be romantically interested in them. That's something that can only be found in big cities for queer individuals. In a lot of suburban areas, at least in America, it can be dangerous to be in the nightlife scene. Cities are the only place reserved for us to congregate. Big cities don't just hold the potential for our careers, but they also allow us to be seen as more than just our queerness. And I definitely hold that to be true. New Jersey is a very interesting state to grow up in. New Jersey feels like a weird in-between state of mind. You live off dreams and hopes to get out, but eventually you realize you've built something here, and somehow you've always found your way back so many times. You build a sense of resilience that carries itself on the back of hopelessness. New Jersey lies in between city life and shore culture, having these two experiences at our fingertips, but never choosing one over the other, is what defined my consistent need to live multiple lives at once, craving to change constantly and craving to move on to the next thing. I bask in this purgatory-like state, yet I still don't feel totally welcomed here. I feel a lack of community and an inconsistent acceptance for who I am. That's when I found Philadelphia. Moving here is when I found a place where I found like-minded individuals, and I gained so much more perspective through them. It's a place where I can go to a gay bar or go dancing in a nightclub and feel a sense of liberation. You can't find that in most places in Jersey, and I think throughout all of America, at least, it's hard to find that in suburban and rural areas. You tend to find bars that are, like, geared towards straight individuals and just always ends up being old men laughing over a beer, over a nice cold beer. And I think as a queer individual, you just don't have those places to congregate. And it can feel lonely sometimes to feel like you're always out of place. And I know growing up, even just having a few people in my high school, I guess I could say that, like, I never saw myself in anybody in my hometown. And then especially out of school, it's like, what am I supposed to do? You know what I mean? Like, there's to lack a sense of community with people, even within your own friendships and relationships you form, it's like, it's just very, you start to lose yourself within all of it. You lose a sense of identity, and you start molding yourself to these other ideas of what being a human being is. And everybody has different interests, and it's hard to find enough commonality where you see yourself reflected back at you when you're in a place that feels like nobody else thinks like you. And so I think finding the city was something that opened my eyes up to, like, a whole other world, and I found myself flourishing in that setting. And I think I'm kind of an example of how just overall queer people are always magnetically pulled to larger cities just because the culture there allows them to be themselves to their fullest potential without any side eyes or discrimination. And obviously everywhere you're going to go, there's discrimination. It's just how society is. But I think in big cities, at least then you can form a larger community that backs you up. And that's something really special that you just can't find in a lot of suburban areas. And I think living in New Jersey, I definitely am grateful for having the benefit to easily go over to the city and understand that culture. But I know a lot of people who live in the suburbs are in the middle of nowhere and never really get that opportunity. But I think sharing these stories allows these to be told to those people who may feel really lonely in the middle of nowhere, but just know that, like, there are other places to explore where you will find yourself even more than where you're at right now. And I think for me, that's definitely so, so true. And I think, again, like, choosing that city life or shore life was a constant battle in my head. But I think growing up, I was always kind of down the shore, the Jersey Shore, and it tends to be the exact opposite of what the city life is. And I know a lot of people, like, in North Jersey, their city life is New York City, which is obviously, like, one of the biggest cities to explore, because there's just so, it's a large diversity of people there, and New York nightlife is so incredibly queer, and I do hope to one day maybe live there. We'll see. But I know for me, living in South Jersey, my city life was in Philadelphia, and I found that kind of same queerness within that culture. And I think in Philly, it's very interesting because there is a lot of that straight culture still that lies in all of it. But I think also wherever you go, as a straight person, you are accepted. That's just how it is. But I think as a queer person, you really got to go searching for your safe spaces. And for me, I did find that in Philadelphia. I found a lot of places that I couldn't find before when I was younger, and it's incredibly liberating, and I'm really grateful to have had that opportunity. But I think, you know, I think this is why the queer community constantly feels the need to congregate to these cities, because there's a lack of acceptance within these rural areas, and we gain the privilege of figuring out who we are when we stop being defined primarily by our sexual orientation or gender identity. You're no longer judged by this kind of face value idea. You are accepted for who you truly are and what you bring to the table. And that's something that's so easily identifiable within big cities. But yeah, I think that was my little rant about the big city, but I think bringing that to the subject of anti-suburbians, I think when a lot of queer individuals are in their 20s and they move to these big cities and they find themselves, including myself, I'm seeing myself have this type of mindset, but when they do this, they kind of turn against suburbia and they're very anti-suburbia. And I found myself there for a couple of years, honestly. I was like, I'm never moving back to the suburbs. I hate it there. But I think over time, especially coming from New Jersey specifically, I find myself coming back there all of the time. And like I said earlier, it's because living in New Jersey, you are always constantly battling those two worlds of city life and shore life. And I'm sure other states could say the same. But from my own perspective, I know I've been finding myself going back to New Jersey, not only for kind of comfort, but this sense of, like, family and, I don't know, a place that feels familiar. I always kind of go back there and I'm like, oh, okay, this is that comfort zone that I found myself in. But that's also coming from a very privileged mindset, because I grew up with a very stable family that gave me that opportunity to feel like New Jersey is a comfortable space to be in. At least for me, I'm starting to realize how maybe I'm not totally anti-suburbia, but I know that I know the places I thrive the most in. And so it is very interesting to look at the queer individuals who leave the suburbs and are so anti-suburbia. But I think as you get older, just with age, you start to realize there's a lot more to just a big city. There's a lot more to just a little small area in the suburbs. Overall, finding your places that you feel most safe and most yourself, always go to those places. And I do say, don't ignore the places that might not accept you, because those are opportunities for change. And I think going back to those places, you could also start to redefine it yourself and find yourself in a place that you normally pushed aside. And for me, that is the suburbs. And that's what I'm trying to do recently, is kind of come back and redefine it for myself, make a place for myself, but not totally ignore it anymore. I love this conversation of safe spaces. I've talked about it a lot in my other episode that you could go back and listen to. We talked about how coffee shops provide safe spaces for queer individuals. I would love to continue this conversation about more type of stuff, safe spaces, in future episodes, just like this one. If you guys have any ideas of what to talk about, please leave a comment on this episode. Give us 5 stars. That would be amazing. I'll see you all in the next one. I hope you have an amazing day. It's been great. I'll see you guys later. Bye.